Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing or the worsening cash crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash shortages.
Zimbabwe's liquidity squeeze has left companies unable to pay their workers and foreign suppliers, driving many out of business and swelled the ranks of economic exiles. A number of retailers and other businesses are offering big discounts to cash paying customers and limit the amounts they can charge on credit cards or refuse to accept them altogether.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has threatened to enforce the Banking Youth Promotions Act to deal with suspected cash hoarding retailers and wholesalers as the cash crisis worsens. Chinamasa told MPs in Parliament last week that some companies were being monitored daily and the alleged culprits could have their trading licenses cancelled. But are the traders to blame for the country's cash shortages? Gibbs.
Yes, that's a big question which needs to be answered today or some other time. Mm-hmm. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka nasi hama wadiwa tutauti tingi chitari sanezwe gusho meka kwe mari. Tukuzwa wati dambu zikoria rinengero komba rakari. So pakuti vanwarare waka peka boots varipanze pema banga waka mire otura mari. Asimari zacho zavargu zwa na zinenge ziri shoma vamwima $25 vamwima $40. Zishungo daru daru tida unzwa wati dambu ziko rekusho meka kwe mari. Riru kanga nisa hizwa kati munyika. Uye kutuo chikafu chiruku wanika ere muzitoro uye. Chiriku dura ere kana kuti mitengo yacho ichiri nani nekune rimwe divi hurumende iri kuti chiri kukonzera kuti munyika mushomeke mari inyaya yevanhu vasiri kushandisa mabhanga vachitiwo vamwe vachatorerwa maresidence asi dzimwe nyanzvi nyadzi zvopfumi dzinoti aiwa uku kwakuda kungozora vezvitoro ava mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya gibs
zvirukanda valinga ndinjani kuna mapola pelikona tinalapa lo blessings yapila yesuka ngako ke lamhlanje kuti imali injani kuna hapo kia ema panga. So kutuwa abanya bai tola mbicha na kuna kukui ngosana abanya batoli yona even center skala. So kibati abanengi. Sibilale ema panga so kutala kwa kasa pela loku. Njalo kukupigela pambili. So kumele kwenzwe nukuti izi babo kundunge kwa kukuloku mazano kia shupa. Siyabona njalo kukuti ama credit card lao ungani au yenelisi kututoli mali kuna pana. Kuzo buya ke izi tole zinengi singati indawo zinengi. Ziyabalwa sibili mwaba imali kai kwa Zimbabwe. Kwa hivyo mapresi.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri. He's an economics lecturer at the University of Free State in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mudzingiri, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Are the demonstrations still continuing in South Africa against Mr. Zuma?
Well, they are continuing. Yes, I think on Wednesday I heard that they are also going to have another demonstration.
Mm-hmm. Interesting times in South Africa. But of course, today we want to focus on Zimbabwe. But of course, we can talk about South Africa since Zimbabwe is also using the rand, Gibbs.
And South Africa and Zimbabwe are big trade partners.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation, Mr. Mudzingiri. So, at the end of the day, there's no money, nothing in the banks. And, you know, people can get about $25, $40 a day, and so forth. So now, what's the basis of all this kind of problem? What's the problem, really?
I think the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is something that has been happening for a long time. And basically what I think is the cashier is basically because of the services especially in government that are being paid for that are not attached to productivity. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you have people being paid for flying or these other jobs that are not related to generation of income, they tend to create that shortage. But we are there's a huge outlay of money that is not totally attached to productivity, and that I think is the biggest challenge that we have. But even if we have exports, part of the money is going to be used for goods that is, you know, generate production within the economy. Mm-hmm. It's actually external, you know, money. But if you get money, then you become a tourist. It means you are actually touching. I mean, you are importing or exporting the currency that we have in the country. I think that's the biggest challenge that we have as a country, because most of our actually the activities that are happening in government are directly attached to production. Mm-hmm. So we cannot have this. So we can have the biggest number of workers in Zimbabwe are civil citizens, mm-hmm. and these civil citizens are being paid. And what they are paid for, if you look at it, it's not something that is attached to exports. It's basically production that is within. And sometimes, because we are using foreign currency, it becomes very difficult for them to generate enough income to pay the civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
They understand, like, if we are using foreign currency, then most of our goods and services should be exported so that we can generate more income in the currency. If we are to use the domestic currency like the bonds, then it can only cater for production that is happening within the economy. But the biggest challenge is like the production that is happening within the economy is quite limited. And it means eventually, if we have more bond notes being circulated within the economy, they are not in line with the production. And mm-hmm. also, foreign currency also will be in short supply because we are not exporting so much.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mudzingiri, some people might say, why not just print more bond notes? What are the negative implications of that, if any?
You know, money should have some intrinsic value, and there should be trust within that money.
Mm-hmm.
So if we print a currency that does it, where there is no trust, in that there's intrinsic value, it may not be attached to production.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can just create a paper that you say that it's equivalent to the US dollar or to the rand. Remember, when you see the US dollar is the value of production that is happening in America. If you look at the GDP of the United States, for example, it's about 14 trillion
mm-hmm.
or close to 15 trillion. If you look at that, it means the value that we see of the US dollar is also attached to the production that is happening amongst the American firms. So you can't just create a current that is not dealt with the productivity within the country. So if our production was going to, it was possible for us to also have a current that is in line with production.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what we need in the economy initially is not the money. What we need initially within the economy is production.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have production, there's no double coincidence where we have someone who would want a cow and someone who is also expecting maybe a bucket of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would need the currency that will actually lubricate the transactions among the people within the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we generate goods and services, then it will not make sense for us to bring the bonds that are not attached to production.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Kunabantu lapha ke blessing asebethumeza imlayezelo. We've got several people that have sent messages. And one of them is Alec. Alec, let's see what Alec says. You know, the network is disappearing a little bit. It comes and goes, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. So now let's see. Alec is saying, I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Johannesburg and I like your programs. Then we've got another guy calling Ishamiarira. He says, I'm also there. You guys, thank you so much for giving us this kind of program. And then Chasikwe Jaden says, We are tired of these people that are always giving us this kind of torrid time. So when are they going to step down? So that is according to Chasi. Mm-hmm. So do you have any corner?
Tina varikuti Comrade Bemba variku South Africa. Magadi. Magadi. Va Bemba. Zorai volume ye radio yenyu kuti tinzwa nani? Katiedze kuzova fondira Gibbs nareya winenge kuti netsei.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Mm-hmm. Mudzingiri, I see that Newsday has got an article here saying mm-hmm. The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority actually surpassed its revenue target mm-hmm. for the first quarter by 6%
mm-hmm.
after gross collections totaling 862.47 million due to compliance and support.
Mm-hmm.
So here is exactly what they say. Quote, gross revenue collections for the first quarter amounted to 862.47 million and were 6% above target.
Mm-hmm.
Net collections after refunds were 2% above target and amounted to $826.63 million. So now, Mr. Mtsingiri, it appears as if now Zimbra has hit its target. But after hitting this target, does it mean that maybe there could be some bit of money in the market?
Not necessarily, because you see their target collection mm-hmm. is not enough to cater for the expenditure that is supposed to be carried within the economy. So mm-hmm. even if they hit their target, what they are actually generating within the economy is quite very low compared to the expenses that the government is also partaking. So
mm-hmm.
in that sense, it simply means that of course there would be an improvement, but it's not enough for them to actually be able to cater for the expenditure within the whole economy.
And Mr. Mzingiri, mm-hmm. the central bank chief, Dr. Mangujka, said that if the bond notes fail, he will step down. Would you urge him to step down?
Well, I think it's his own opinion, but my thinking is, I think it was written on the wall that if these bond notes may not be, we're going to fail, because one, the issue that is actually troubling Zimbabwe is there is not enough foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
So to have the bond replacing the foreign currency, I think it's impractical.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because even if they would print a lot of bonds, that will not translate into foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen that for some time they've been struggling with the foreign currency. So, the more they increase the bonds, the more we will see the foreign currency disappearing. Why? Because everyone is now keeping the money under the pillow. And I think even the president is always that he's also playing, he's also keeping the money under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they would want to print, whether you would like to print more bonds, eventually we will see that it will fail. People cannot import using bonds. They would want to go into the market again and also buy the foreign currency so that they can import goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
So since there is absolutely that will eventually happen, eventually the bond is going to be devalued. And when it is devalued, that's when it will start failing. And we have still got a number of signs actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Although the government is telling us that they can force people to use the bond, that will not work.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen, it's only that the government is slow explaining, but we have seen with the price control, it's not work. They cannot control the price of the bond if it is in excess. So it's written on the wall. If he would want to resign, he can resign, but I think he's fighting a losing battle. But I don't foresee him succeeding with the bond and the bond living for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yee lapha ke sulukandaba siyamuzwa yakhuluma lapha umnumzana uMtsingiri ukhuluma kunengisibile ukuthi loba nje iZimbra ingani ifikisile lokho kathi ikhangelele ngenyanga zokuqala zomnyaka ukuthi ithole imali ethize kuthi kaboni ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani uyakukhumala kangako. So ngokutsho kwakhe uthi imali iyabe lokhu isilela, akutsho ukuthi sokule mali eningi kumbe eZimbabwe, hayi uthi ye bayenelisile ukuthi bathanyathanyele khona kwezama-tax kumbe ngithi umthelo wabantu lento ezinjalo. So ke kodwa ukuthi hayi imali ayisoze ingani iyangena kumkhonomi kumbe ngithi kumnotho welizwe. So nxa sikhangeleke okhunywe izimbra ithi eZimbabwe libe lenelisile kuthola 862.47 khonapho ke imali ezithize enjalo. Khonapho kathi khangelele ukuthi ithole 812.94 ekuqaliseni komnyaka kodwa ngani ke ithole nje ukuthi xaxa kancane. Kodwa bathi khonoko akukhangeleli ukuthi kumbe kuncede ilizwe kangako. So ke kodwa umnotho uyabona lokhu ngami uyafanana. Yes, so when looking at issues to do with you know the money market in Zimbabwe, generally what can you say about you know the absence of the United States dollar? What is causing all this?
Sorry, if we are looking at the money market,
yes, in Zimbabwe, why is the US dollar disappearing?
It's simple, because everyone who is holding the bond would like to use it to spend it in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is like all the US dollars that are in the market, people would want, like to hold them under the pillow because they have value with them. The US dollars have value. The value has been started for over more than 200 years. So everyone who is holding a bond note would like to pass them to the next person. So everyone who finds the US dollar is using it as his treasury or as wealth that is being saved for future consumption. And you see, the people have seen that the bond cannot be trusted, and they are not sure whether it will continue working because. Already, the disparity between when you look at its value, the value at some point in some markets is actually going down. So by that, the people have actually made the point that they dispose all the bonds that they have and keep, or they tend to hide all the US dollars that they have. So anyway, right now, if we could go around and look around at all these big people like even. So the ministers and all those people, if you would go in their bedroom, you will find a lot of US dollars being hidden there.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, because they are hypocrites, they want us to believe that we are the people who are hiding the US dollars. But in reality, the rich people are the ones who have got more capacity for raising more US dollars. And those are the people who are also getting more bond notes. So they are disposing the bond notes and holding onto the ones to the US dollar. And I think that's the question that has been talked about before the bonds were actually introduced.
Of course, the Gresham Law states that if there's good money and bad money, usually the bad money chases the good money away. Mm-hmm. People will simply hoard the good money, in this case, the US dollars, and then they would rather use the bond notes. Tina Mutere Argu Chegutu, Vamakoni Magadi. I want to know the party page good up. I want this was a mutual Kumaka or Makum Munoro. I want to attend a school. Zakamira say Panyas the Maripache good up.
Yes, the Maripuno Zanes Akuno. Kuma Benga, Kuna Mariuka in the Kumungu, that was over 2008 to the Kuralakuma Bing. Kuralaku Bingi was your number of 430 dollars in Makoin. I was on the Zato Kuana Zaido.
Sakamanupon, Vangaripazo.
The man is kind of plenty of an idea. I was soon going to Binga Mara. I know that Teresa is in the Atom of Pony, our Panasa was out at Teresa. Nukuti pakanga paine yindi gazvendi atina kubozoona zvekuti munhu aisungirwa mari yake kuti sei usiri kubhenga. Mari yozvato kaibhenga hauzoiwani kana wazviita.
Saka panopo vanhu vangani mati vanhu vanorara pabhenk dzimwe nguva vopiwa $30 yema.
Unogona kusvika unobata namba 100 but dzimwe nguva panogona kupuwa kana vanhu 20 kana vanhu 30 pazuva rese vachipuwa $30 ari mabhondi iwayo. Yusa aditatomborizivi mari hombe yatatoona yekuma yusa yaro $20. $20 acho yakutopera futi $10 nemafive ndoanongoonekwa apo neapo. But iri kutotadza kuti iri kupera. Saka bond racho ravari kuda kuomera kuti asina kubudisa $10 nema 5 kuti rinozobona vasati zvichatongova mari kuita kubudisa nekuti hapasina dzimwe plani dzavakaita gavhena havana kana imwe plani izvo zvakatopererwa.
Saka mitengo yakasiyana here naiva makoni yekushandisa bond yekushandisa US dollar nekushandisa makadzi kuchekuti zvinofamba sei?
Zvinhu zvavane mapurize maviri kana uchishandisa bhondi kana makadhi zvine imwe purize kunyanyanya munana Harare zvatove nemapurize maviri ebhondi neyusa nekadhi kana matatu mapurize kana riri kadhi nepurize yaro kana iri bhondi nepurize yayo kana iri yusa nepurize yaro mapurize eyusa ndiwo anenge akati pikei ezvimwe zvaanenge akatokwira kutoreva kuti kana yusa ratopera zvinhu zvakutotanga kutokwira zvekudzoka kumabhiera cheki kuyavadadiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vemakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinokutendai, ndida kukozisawo vamwoyo vepakadoma apa. Ndinokutendai ivetudzisezvi nokuti ndini munotipawo news dzatinokwanisa kunge tichipindawo tichitaura zvatinoda. Aiwataura zvaunoda kana zvaunofunga kuredhiyo dzemunomu hazvibudisi paredhiyo nonochonziyo uwe zvakati kazvikazoti saka inini munenge hamuna kwamakarerekera ndozvatinoya kutendera izvozvo dai maramba makangodaro.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni.
Ndinokutendai, regai tizobatana mangwana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Makoni. He says the situation in Chegutu, that's in Mashonaland West, is not good. He's saying that, you know, you queue the whole night and then you get only $30, and these are coins. So there might be coins? 100 people, yes, 100 people who are queuing, only 20 will get the cash, and the rest you have to sleep another day. But he's saying that it's clear that the government has failed all this issue of banking, of blaming the traders and wholesalers of allegedly hoarding money. He says that's not true. It's just that the government has failed. And lastly, he said Studio 7 for him is a source of balance news, and he's saying keep it up. Gibbs.
It's good to hear that. Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndweni, who is a political and economic commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndweni, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, kids. How are you?
I know Siapila. Kunja nikuna hapa.
Hi, Napa. I'm here for Dola. And I want to say good evening to the listeners all over the world.
Yes, I was going to call Siabonga. So, in the school, I'm going to call you Zimbabwe. I'm going to tell you the truth. 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 I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I would suppose look on it is when a kind of local cooler must have a name that was a mad, the Emma Bank. Which abantu balale mabhenki ubusuku bonke kuze kuse umuntu athole $20 or $30 and ile yenyabi chaya khona le khatshana inde omunye umuntu angatholi kodwa le godola kathesi sikwazi ukuthi umqando kathesi and abantu sebethwele ezini. Mna njengomuntu okhuluma esebenza nabantu abazithengiselayo ama-vendors njengenhlanganiso yebulawayo vendors kulusizi kakhulu ngoba abantu besebenza labo ngabantu abarelya nge-cash nemali ukuthi nxa bethenga amatamatisi bethenga imbhida bethenga amaqinzi umuntu omele abe le-cash esandleni sokusho ukuthi nxa imali ingasetholakala emabhenki abantu esebenza abantu bethu ama-vendors ngawasala kagasela mpilo and looking at that siyakwazi ukuthi the majority of people that are found in the country kathesi ama-vendors abantu abaningi they are relying on vending to raise school fees to raise imali zike esibhedlela so umuntu kathesi engagula sokusuka nzima ukuthi a-raise enough money to go esibhedlela njengoba usazi ukuthi abantu abazithengiselayo duru ngabala medical aid scheme i-medical scheme yanokuthi yabhadala imali ngenyanga uvuse esibhedlela. So nxa kungasela cash ebuyayo abantu abazithengiselayo kusho ukuthi abantu besebezakufa ngoba imali kayikho. So ludubo olukhulu kakhulukazi okudinga ukuthi ngabe liyalungiswa but siyazi ukuthi uhulumende wesehlulekile ukuthi alilungise. Ngakho-ke kunzima kunzima kakhulukazi.
Ye, siyakuze ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana apa bantwini. So he says, you know, it seems as if the problem is more when the people who are trying to make a living on the streets. And they don't get money. So if you don't get money, where do you go? So he says, at the end of the day, most of them end up not going to hospitals and, you know, catering for their needs because there's no money. So he says the situation is pathetic. Yeah.
Vamuzingiri muripo here parunari.
Yes.
Kova mwari kuti Zimbabwe yadi kungobatana nenyika dziri mu Rand Union yashandisa Rand sezviri kuita vana Lesotho nedzimwe nyika.
Onkele inogona kuva iri nzira imwe inogona kubatsira Zimbabwe, but zvinodzinana kuti vatungamiri vacho vanozvitambira zvakaita sei, nokuti kubatana neRand Union zvinoreva kuti mirenje mava kushanda nemitemo ye South African monetary policy. Izvo zvinogona kubatsira nyika because tinenge tichida kushandisa mari ine uremu. Kunyange zvaive ichimbodzika kusimba kwayo, asi kudzika kusimba kwayo kuri controlled ne production iri kuita muSouth Africa, nokuti South Africa inyika huru ine yatinoti iyo production kana GDP inobetwa kuma 378 billion. Tikabva tichitarisa neZimbabwe inongori ne production iri pasi ne 10 billion. Zvinoreva kuti kana vakajoina SACCO, inoti Rand Union, vanogona kubatsirikana kuti vari vachiprindiwa mari inoenda nezvavanoprodusa muZimbabwe. And vashandi vanenge vachikwanisa kuwana mari yavo yavanengezvinhu zvavanenge vaprodusa nenguva. Zvipene kuti mari vanenge vasatoshandisa mari, vanenge vasatobhadharwa mari yavasingagoni yezvinhu zvavasinga produce. Nyaya huru iri kuitika muzimbabwe ndeyekuti kana vakange vapinda muRand Union, vanofanira kunge vasati vachaita mamwe maexpenditure ari outside production. Sei zvakangotaura zvokuti muhurumende mune zvinhu zvoitwa zvakawanda zvatingaionese kuti production kungo imari yango tingapa mufananidzo wekuti zvakaita vana independence. Hatingati vanhu vanokusupply magoods and services au paindependence, but mari inopedzwa nehurumende pazvinhu zvakaita sana independence haungati inoingiriza production munyika. Saka pane maexamples akawanda emari dzinobhadharwa nehurumende zvisinei neproduction dzakawanda, and izvo zvinhu zvinoita kuti zvikrese unnecessary shortages because kana vatungamiri vehurumende vachibhuruka nenjeti imari dzitobuda kunze kwenyika. Vatungamiri vehurumende vachiva yakawanda vari kunze kwenyika imari vanoshandisa foreign currency, mari inenge pahunde ichishandisa production munyika imomo. Saka kana vakapinda kuRand Union vakatedzera mitemo yacho inodiwa, zvinogona kubatsirawo nyika kuti iendere mberi. But chikuru ndechekuti kana mapinda mubhora reRand Union munotedza mitemo yeRand Union munogona kudi kuendera mberi nekuti nyika isimukire. Asi kana vanhu vakatadza kutedzera mitemo yacho zvinoonesa kuti nyika ingaendera mberi kana pasina kudi kutedzera mitemo yeRand. But tikazvinoreva nechekuti kujoina Rand Union vanoti vanofarira kuti vari vanhu
sovereignty,
hamuchakuti mungoita zvamada munenge mava kuteedzera mitemo yeSouth African Reserve Bank.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
inomunuzana napa kuti Osbiz City Captain Komo ukona ngaenge Botswana. Komo kunjani? Uyanzwa Komo?
Ubaba Nkomo is Botswana.
Komo kunjani? Baba Nkomo, Captain Nkomo in Botswana, how are you? Kumbe nje Captain Nkomo kona unjani? Kungazani cingo lwankona lukumekile lapha. So
go to Mr. Ndiweni.
Yeah, Mr. Ndiweni, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, so asithi ke Baba Ndiweni usukuhlalile kwampana elayinini ebhanga uzama ukudinga imali yakho. Kwehlule sibili ukuthi imali oyithola ngalamhla awuyitholi kusasa, kugcina ngani manje?
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi angiwa ngishilo ekuqaleni ukuthi sometimes yakufunda uye esibhedlela ngithi engxenye yakugqelelwa phela sugcina futhi ezimbazweni kuba khona engxenye abanye ababeyithola imali ngendlela ezinye siyazi ukuthi bona nayo ibhelesile bugelegwene obunjani. Abanye bethi basiye bengena ezikweledini besiyaboleka kubosimbazwe abambazulisayo ukuthi at least umuntu wami angafi ngumthesibhedle. Kodwa abanye futhi bayahlala bengalayo. Sengibona abaningi futhi ngivele ebhenki ngehlele ukuthola imali. Kangisela into engizayenza imali akhona kangilayo ngoba angeke hambe ngejoni. So ikunzima ukuhlangana labantu kakhulukazi. Abanye ingxenye umuntu ngeke zabanye mhlawumbe besikhona nakhona. Ngiyazama ikhokhethi ukuthi ngitransfer imali yami ikhokhethi from the bank. Athi sika ikhokhethi nawu ngulwalo adento ogangileyo futhi afika amtshele ukuthi ngiyamthatha i-commission nxa ufuna ngunika imali. So uvele ubone ukuthi izinto sezivole kanjani elizwe. So ibunzima abantu abahlangana labo kulezi nsuku.
So ungahamba uyethatha isimbazo khona ngale pho bakubhadalisa imali enganani?
Lengandiyaqhuba
mbijana angisazi. Yeyinto bangacela isimbazo, ungahamba uyecela isimbazo. Nxa usuyibhadala ibhadala njani?
Abanye babele sizothi abanye balama commission, abale interest. Yabifakiwe ukuthi maybe afike nawo bele $100 yathi abhadala maybe 10% or badala 20% or badala 5% depending. But yabe isizele. And nxa usubeleka leyo mali kusho ukuthi usulomlando ukubuyela ene-bank udinga imali yakho ingakwani uyebhadala umuntwana udefaulte akuchaje enye into esinonya ngiphela angithi yabona ukuthi abantu sebengene ehlupheni elongakanani.
So ye bamba khonapho ungayikatshana. So that is Mr. Nkomo, he says people end up going to some kind of money dealers, you know, called izimbazo, you know,
loan sharks.
Yeah, so and this says if you talk about $100, the interest rate can be very high. Could be 20%,
wow,
10%. And then he says where the problem is, is that you know, that money you won't get it. You go to the bank and default today, the person puts the percentage. You default again tomorrow, puts another percentage, so you're done, you know, literally. So okay, this is okay. Captain Nkomo okona ngale eBotswana. Captain Nkomo, kunjani baba? Nyakwazi vele umsakazi we-Studio 7 uyawuthanda kodwa yehlisa phela umsakazi wakho iredio yakho baba.
Ngizamkholisa engangikhuluma lani madoda.
Iye yehlisa mbijana phela isikhulu sami.
Awubonike
tshela mina
khangela ngo-1980 sathi sithatha ilizwe sathola ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe linothile too much. Sathaba kakhulu sangena emabhenki sathatha imali sakhipha sakhipha sithenga ama-foreign currency lapha sidinga ukuthi sinothe. Sathatha amapulazi sadiliza ayenothile. Ngabe amapulazi lana sayahlonipha sahlonipha ilendi nalamhlanje ngabe sile mali yethu iqinile ifile iqinile. Nangihamba $5 esiphawa ngifike ngidakwe isenyanga sengisayifile. Ngifike ngidakwe intinya sathetha ngakuhambele $5 siyanathi. $5 zwani mlitshele. Asihloniphele umhlaba sikhuzele abantwana bahlale phansi bengatshawumi imisindo bebhoda besithi silime sifuye ingaphi i-cold storage ingaphi i-traders ingaphi i-national foods eHarare ingaphi tobacco industry sekungamanyobonyobo ngabe ilizwe lethu siyalibamba sithule abadala bathule bathi zwi sibuyele phansi singacela emzini silime sithengise amakhiwa nxa ufuna ukuya ebhenki idifti. Ikhiwa lamhla nxa libhenke 10 million livele ehlamva elinye libhenke 20 million elinye libhenke 1 million abantu nxa besebhenki bafika bathola imali. Nxa kungalakhiwe libhenkayo where are you going to get money? I-SA 47 ayifuneka ebhenki nxa wawungucomrade kumbe wawulisoda kumbe uyini hloniphana amabhenki liwahloniphe yesabe khangela ibhotswana ibhotswana kathesa abantu bonke sebefuna ilendi because they know where money comes from sebefuna ilendi njalo babanika abathatha iminyaka mna ngabhalisi ngifuna umhlaba ngifuna ukulima ngiwutholi buya uzobona lapha endima khona ibhotswana kuluhlaza kuthe joke abafana bezimbabwe bayalima abadrayive ama-tractor bayalima abanye benzani kuluhlaza kuthe joke hloniphana ilendi lizathola imali. Now we are going to 40 years and so the credit is totally mad. We will never get that money. They are still running around. Where are you going to get money? Makuba Molumi Chini, my friend, one chair was coconut. You said I can't tell you where you business is Mbappe. Why no Muna? Now it's Mbappe. That one can say, yeah, I'll never take anything in Mali again. Because I am mad, I am sleeping mad, you don't respect your mind. As if you're a man, you never get mad. About the mother, about Koshi, about his sweet, rather than about him, him got to buy Shonipe, but thank him, I'm a banky, who made a mafamazi, who made a businessman about Fana Luma Clive Massil. We are to Clive Massil, what a bully, a fully econet. What one? Omi mamu ya mazi ya
ngeo. Haa, nyakwazi. Nyakwazi, baba.
Watu nkomu ya tanya. Kupelupele, wae funu ni kumasiwe. I license. Kwa kumasiwa, is now a billionaire kumasiwa.
Haa, ucha kodi.
God bless you. Kye elabantu wa Zimbabwe. If they don't respect the land, they will never get it.
Haa, uboni ya Captain Nkomo, siyabu ngakulu Nkomo.
Bengunga mkosha kifti kini namba ya mizabendoge ni katega matutaliza zile figa ni kwa hivyo lunga
hivyo lunga subi nila itati namba yako ngipa yako vetina la mtanji
ee unga ikota anjo kwa uchano tina usunugu ugule wala kuna le enda wanza giri kuna le ee fokole samu wapi
ya wanchelo mzali
alright baba kila
mza kusawa mkonyano shafu alright
Everything is from the land.
Ah, we chile, babu, we chile.
Amanda, vera panza etsu la pina net.
Thank you, Captain.
Can you panis Zimbabwe? There, ngali wa ikulita o live get man.
Ah, jabo, Captain, we chile. Simu, we chile. Kongo sin. Thanks, babu.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is Captain Nkomo. He's saying a lot of things here, but very meaningful, eh? So he's saying that people have to respect the land. Because Zimbabwe destroyed its own country, you know. Zimbabweans actually destroyed that country. So he says, you know, as long as there's no money going to the banks, people must forget about getting money.
Yeah.
Because there should be production. And his production concept is, let's start with the land.
Yeah.
Cultivate the land, produce, and then you take money to the bank. And people will get some money, you know. And he says, at the end of the day, it's a question of, you know, having an AK-47 out of banks.
Yeah.
Says you cannot have people just fighting every time and all those kind of things. That will never attract any kind of investment. Now, thank you so much, Captain Kunangapo Spongile Kakulu. Is Loba Baputuma Laba La Pose Kungweni, Ukunangale Kon Tutu. Wakuta Kon Tutu Zetu Nangas Lam Tanji. Baba Malaba, Unjan. Malaba, Unjan. Where is the Malaba? Ah, umala vifoni ya kesimane yati kwip. Blessing kuweza kuna mzatuna.
Let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mudzingiri, I think some people were hoping that because the tobacco auction floor is open now, there will be foreign currency. Why is it that it's actually getting worse?
Yeah, one thing that you should understand is like the foreign currency that is generated by the tobacco industry. It's not that much. Remember, if you compare the output that is generated by farmer and the cost of the goods, like the, for example, if you look at a car and the number of bales that a farmer would want for him to buy a car, you can see that the cost of what is it? Primary goods and the manufactured goods, they are quite, you know, different. A manufactured good is very expensive. Looking into, if we also consider the amount of foreign currency that is being generated by tobacco, it will not be enough to actually cater for the money requirement across the whole economy. But I think the economy requires something that is close to, if I'm not mistaken, maybe they need about 4 billion, I think. The last time, I'm not following that much, but I'm quite sure that their GDP is around 10 billion. But if you look, the money that is raised from tobacco, it's just a and the level for Alubalu regarding the man that is generated, but it's not that much. Most of the countries that actually generate more
don't rely only on primary food. They have to produce tobacco, they have also to produce some other food besides only producing primary goods. So most of our exports are actually primary goods. If you look at the number of tons that you need for you to raise enough money to buy a car, you can see that a farmer is generating something that is very small. Even if we have a bamboo harvest in maize production, that may not translate into some huge amount within the economy. But the amount that is generated there is quite little compared to the demands, our consumption as an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as we have tobacco auctions coming in, it may not translate into a huge increase in foreign currency.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, our biggest this challenge started when we had a shortage of foreign currency when we were using the US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now the government said it will come out with the bond. And the bond cannot be easily replace the US dollar. So what we are seeing at the moment is a trend where the government is propaganda so that it can change the brand of the people, like telling the people that the moment we have tobacco, things will be fine. We are not. They should also talk about the figures that are being generated by the tobacco sales.
Mm-hmm.
Where that are being generated, they are tied me to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What is quite in the world economy?
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri.
We need a robust policy that is also looking into production on the land and also production in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, goods that are produced in the industry, they put more value than goods that are produced on the land. For example, if you look at, for example, diamond, if it is just a raw diamond in the ring, you can see that the ring is put more value than just a raw diamond. So
mm-hmm.
besides that, you put it to the land. We should also think about working on the land and doing value exchange so that we can also rake in more returns. But our plan at the moment is that we are talking about just using the land, but without value exchange, it would be very difficult for the time to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, Ngwan.
Yeah, umalaba, recipient, we get to win. Baba Malaba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu njalo.
Hayi siphile kakhulu malabo, ungaphi konapho?
Hayi ngikubona yebo.
Eh kunjani koluthuthu?
Hayi, kaqandelela nje mini kaThisa hayi azaphula futhi ngoku.
Yeah, nansi indaba yemali lapha baba malabo. Kuhamba njani?
Eyi, indaba yemali yahlupa baba dikela.
Mm.
Yasupa kubile ukuthi sibe ubona labantu abadala abakhulile sibe sikwelale emaleni nemabhenki so how lisa abanye ngabazele emakhaya khonale umuntu uyahamba ebhenki khonale ethi vele usenethile kuzinye i-$2,000 yamakhoyini so indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
So uyabe uphiwe ama-coins e-$20 uwathola ngani?
Awu yafaka eplastikini kwesikhathi uyohondelwathola ngakule yinto.
Utsho ngani usuthwelisaka le mali?
No, uthwelisa le mali. Manje nxa usuthi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-price lawo so asephelile. Hhayi, into zakhona aziqedakali mina.
So ama-coins lawa kuyini? Ngama-dollar, ngama-randi kuyini? Kuyalo kuyini?
Hayi, anti kule dollar le ebambele then kule 25% kule then sokuba le 50%.
Mhm.
Imali oyitholayo
kodwa ke nxa usukhangele baba malaba ubona zani konke khonoku kuyagcina ngani ngoba ungazani ukuqhubekela phambili.
Heyi owanelizweni kuzaba babadule fukelanamle unkulunkulu asakwazi ukufamba njani la ungathe ezivini ungathi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-prize asemabili sone-prize yekuzena yamadola sone-prize yekuze yama-bond nxa usitshintsha imali lapha kuyekuzeni yakho emhambelweni yama kulawo kwafatheleni i-prize zezimbili. So impilo yakhona sokunzima sila sikwazi ukuthi uyafetela ngamla
kasithi usuhambile kona ngale ebhanga lakho bamalaba wazama ukuyidinga imali kwehlula ugcina usenzani?
Aw uyazama udinga nalawa ukuthi maybe umuthi imbazo kodwa imbazo yofana uhlupha lakhona ukuthi bazabasebenza ukufakele lokhu zimsebenzi but uma imali akhona sona kusala nzima ukuthi uyibhadale ungakwehlula kufina kunomuntu umbe sebesi lokuthatha lokhu impahla encenzi kona abantu abona ngoba imali anizayile interest uthi ifaka ngoyoyiswele so aphile impilo enzima kakhulu enzima phila ebona kuthi
pho uZulu uzikhipha njani kukhona okokuhlupha lokho uZulu uzikhupha njani edubeni lolu kumele abantu baphume njani
aelokuhayisihombe namakhanda sakwazi sesifikele back to kumpana ku-2008 kuyelile back to kumpana ukuthi vele hayivelesakwazi ukuthie ngoba imali isibili solihlele into arayisabona kahle
kunzima baba malapa
ya kunzima kakhulu tu
hayi ye siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sibe sonke ye khona okade ufuna ukukhuluma
ya hayi kokona okudade
siyabonga imalaba baba ungadilelo sasa
Yeah,
that was Mr. Malaba in Zimbabwe and saying that you know life is very difficult for most Zimbabweans. And this says people are back to 2008. No reason to say is not the case. He says that's the case now. And he says we only need God this intervention and nothing else because there's no solution in sight for this kind of a problem. Because price is deeper, we've got a dollar different price, bond different price, and all those kind of things. And you go to the money changers, different prices. So he says people don't know what to do, and they don't even know how to get out of this.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, the government seems to be blaming traders and wholesalers, saying that they are holding money and they are not depositing their money in banks, and therefore worsening this crisis. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's not an insincere argument because how do wholesalers and retailers hold the money when people are not able to go and purchase anything in the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Which man, unless even let's say that people are going there to buy using plastic money as an example. So how then do they hold cash if they don't have cash at hand? So to me, it sounds like it's an upset. Argument, to be honest. I think what is needed, Dube, is that the government has to admit that the bond regime has failed. And then I think what is also important is that even if we are to adopt or join the Rand Money Union, people don't have confidence in the banking sector. How many people will bank the rent that ever they will collect in the market? So for me, I think the government has to think about building competence in the banking sector and general populace for them, for people to be able to say, if I get money, I need to go and bank. So there has to be some semblance of rule of law. Because people feel that if I go and bank today, what if the government tomorrow changes and say we are bringing another current and I lose all my savings?
Mm-hmm.
So, my thinking is that there has to be a seriousness from the part of the government about building the competence in the banking sector, and that begins by respecting the property rights, right? That if I have something, no one can take it away from me. There's a gentleman who spoke about the issue of land that we need to produce so that we sell and get money. As long as we don't produce anything like you were saying, where will we sustain the money that we'll be getting? We'll give money to the people, and then how do we sustain? So we'll take the right, for example, we give it to the people, and then how does it go back to where it's coming from? Because there's no production.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any export whatsoever for us to get communicating the hard currency that is going to be translated into rent.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be serious policy change from the government and also some semblance of the rule of law to respect property rights so that we build the investor confidence. So that Avanti, who want to come and invest in Zimbabwe, can come knowing that if I put money and begin to produce something in Zimbabwe, I will not lose it tomorrow. By so doing, then we produce and begin to sell and begin to generate a hard currency that will then be used as money that will take it in the market. That's my thinking.
Of course, they say capital is a coward. And therefore, if the policies are not sound, people will not come to invest Gibbs.
Certainly. And Mr. Mtsingiri, you talked about some kind of robust policies that the government can actually craft. But looking at, you know, the political situation that is in Zimbabwe right now, even if you craft anything, Zim Asset, according to some people, is brilliant. But you cannot implement it because of political problems. So now, what is this that you are thinking about, saying that there should be some robust policy to boost agricultural and industrial production?
You said it should start from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because if as long we have a government that is not responsible, it doesn't set this course for us to ensure that the productivity within the economy. So the first thing that they should do, that should also look at, is the government should cut expenditure. So if government can cut expenditure, of course it's a hard decision, but it's the one that can actually take us forward. Because if you look at the money that is spent on things that are not productive, and if that money can be used to, it can be invested in production, that can make a small change. And that small change in the long run can actually assist in growth. So the first step should be government cutting expenditure. And this thing is something that has been talked about for quite a long time. But because our government doesn't seem to like the idea of reducing the expenditure because of some political reasons, it might be very difficult to actually to implement. But point number one, the government should reduce the expenditure. Point number two, people need to be educated about production on the farm. And they need to be supported with the funding. But the funding should not be free for all. The funding should be funding that is attached to... so if someone is producing, he is supposed to be given funds and he should be paid back those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if we have seen that in most cases when people are given free funds, they tend to abuse those funds.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is like farming is a business and people are rational enough to get out a business venture. So if people can see the returns from farming and they also are given enough loans, then there should be some production. But in the issue of giving free seed or whatever, it's good for the poor people, but it should not be the case with the rich people. Because what is actually driven this economy is people with property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Those property rights, they were able to borrow money from the bank. Of course, there's some constitutional interest there, and they were able to produce. And remember, production on the farm, production should farm, that for the farm, we should be eventually grow until it is actually driving this manufacturing sector. Because if you production on the farm is value efficient, that value efficient will eventually lead to the manufacturing sector actually, you know, improving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the talk that has been making circles is that Zimbabwe is agro based.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then we should look at the increasing production on the farm. But how do we do that? We need to train people. We need to give people income. We need to give the people some kind of property rights. If they can't give them the clear property rights, it becomes very difficult for them to do improvement on the farm.
Thank you. Mr. Mtsingiri, please just stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a caller, then we come back to you. Tinaba Manyinga or Kwam Toko Magadi. Aywa, Tirinani. Kwa kamira sei Kwam Toko Panyi. Tirinani, kuri sei Panyi Azimari?
Azimari jirikumi kakumuko. Problem yato aso matkezi kwenda kanyama tanda kwa sida kwenda mwota mbiki. Ino wana $100. $100, ino wana vizite $12. Kitu wane $100. Ino wane mabonu.
Saka unofanira kubhadhara $12.
Zvinoneka saka kuti utenge zvine zvinhu zvina topsi kuti atenge tiri kuneka kuti mari iyeyi ione. I think problem yekuti mari zviri kutondinetsa kuti mari iri kunzi iri yakauya wesoja soja iri kutenga nevanhu vemuno maforeigners ari kutenga soja handiti yatenga soja iku vanounda mari yavo muno but isurprise unoona kuti mari iyo iri kushota kuti tinozoshota sei vachitiana 300 million pa 10 days or so iyo mari kubhinga hakuna iyo apo achipita mabhonzinesi US yake inimbira yaenda kuti iye yabva kuoutside ndiwe zvakaraki ndekuti ndingatengese hembe muzambia ndoibva kuoutside
saka
apedzisahenyu there samwe pane tv samwe zvekuti that man is being held somewhere ndikuzviona US iyoyo pane pariri kuuya rosvika remiyo panoonditaura kuti zvimu rairi kuita mari imari ichiibvoze kuti tione kesi yacho ioibetidhati kesi kuti just figures
saka kwamutoko munomira nguva yakareba sei munomira nguva yakareba sei kuti muwane mari idzi uye muri kupiwa mari kumabhengi
kuendoenda ukaaita 3 days mabhengi tino kumasema hatina tokwira kuenda kuharare iko wototsvaga mari yokuenda kuharare wogara ikoko 2-3 days yozodzo asi hauiwane pamwe unotodzoka usina kana sesi yacho
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
neka mari yacho haite problem zvekuti mari kuti mabhondinoti taiti izvizvi zvisati yamura kuti mabhondinoti iteka of course itoba rinongosekuleta zvaro but inii tadza kusekuleta hadzaninzi ishoma kana risiri shoma vari kuriga rino inochengetwa sei hapana munhu angaigetesinda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
tingati isiso vomasofti vari kutora bhezi vari kuda kunoodza zvinhu zvinhu outside munomuna zvinhu zvacho so bhondinoti yacho riri kuodza richichengetwa nani kai tiro richingoenda hendi tehendi from hendi inoenda kuno mumwe munhu ichibva ndanotengesa vegetable ichitenga nyama ichingotenderera
aiwa tinotenda vamanyenga
hariendi kubhengi bhezi mari yacho ishoma
tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga angoti time yedu ndo inenge yatifambei tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Manyenga Bey in Mutoko Mash East is saying the situation is bad. They have to queue for 3 days sometimes, but you know, because there are a few banks in his rural home, he has to go to Harare. You know, and sometimes he will not even get the cash. So he says the situation is really desperate, Gibbs.
Mr. Ndweni, just briefly, you work with vendors. Do they bank any money?
Do they bank any money? No, people have no confidence in the banking sector, that's a fact. And like I said, people are not getting, people who are buying their products. So what they get today, this day is very little. So they are not even paying those who are willing to. But essentially, people have no confidence in the banking sector, so there has to be a campaign somehow, a move by the government that is what they can do to build the confidence in the banking sector. And like I said, the government needs to begin to think about how can they influence or how can they come up think about the respect of property rights, and at the same time also think about how can they increase productivity that people can produce and then export, and then think about that currency that will then translate into the money that can be used locally.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally and we have to end it here. So we want to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri, economics lecturer, investor of the Free State, and also Mr. Michael Ndweni, economic and political commentator. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.